Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are at Gustin's here in Woodstock today, guys, till 6 o'clock. This story that Mike and I have been discussing, and a lot of people around the country are like, oh. A total of 34 people were arrested as a result of a years-long investigation covering 11 states involving tens of millions of dollars. And I know many of you are saying, how much money are we talking about? Tens of millions of dollars. FBI had a presser today. We're joined by Amy Dash. Amy has been on our show numerous times over the years. She, of course, is our legal insider. And with Odyssey. And Amy, it's good to have you back on. Unfortunately, it seems like we get you on when these big stories happen like this, right. But we need your advice. Tell me what you know, and specifically these charges. What are we talking about here?
Well, there's two indictments and two major cases, and there are a couple people like Damon Jones that sort of overlap and are mentioned in both of the cases. One, as I'm sure you've been talking about, is about sports betting, where insider information was given involving NBA players, NBA games, and that information, which was not publicly accessible, was used to place bets, a lot of times prop bets, which would bet the under on a player's performance. And the FBI is alleging that these players, some of them, were actually manipulating their performance, leaving the games early with purported injuries, and performing under their normal statistical range in order for people to win these bets, and then allegedly taking a portion of the proceeds. The second case involves this rigged poker games that were allegedly taking place in multiple cities with this bizarre tie to La Cosa Nostra, specifically four mafia families. And so the charges, to answer your question, that Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones and Terry Rozier are facing is they are both facing conspiracy to commit wire fraud, which is a scheme to defraud people using communication and interstate commerce through, obviously false representations, and then conspiracy to commit money laundering, which is using proceeds from unlawful activity and transmitting it in a way to conceal or disguise it and basically do monetary transactions using illegal proceeds, which is, as you mentioned, tens of millions of dollars from people winning at these poker games that were allegedly rigged or winning money from these bets that were placed on these mobile apps.
Amy, this real quick, this is a RICO case then?
Well, so it's a little bit complicated because there, as you mentioned, over 30 people were arrested, and a lot of those people allegedly are tied to La Cosa Nostra, so the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, Lucchese families. And so part of the charges that are applicable to some of those people may fall under RICO, but then, you know, the conspiracy charges that are specifically targeted towards the NBA players and coaches may not. So that, you know, it really has to be parsed out. So I would say that specifically this conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, yes, tied to a larger RICO case.
The Colombo family got left out of the deal. Anyway, that's the famous five families from New York as we talk with Amy Dash. Amy, the thing, and what they talk about Chauncey Billups and the mafia case is basically he's known as a face card. So they're using his personality, allegedly, and his persona to lure people in to play in these high-stakes poker games, and they're rigging the games with the technology involved. This sounds like something out of a movie. Hidden cameras with poker chip trays. They're going to have pre-marked cards. All sorts of stuff and technology. Yep. Basically, they're going to rig it. And they, as you said, $7 million in rigged poker games. But that basically Billups is known to help organize these. So he would bring people in, and then they would then shake them down if they can't pay, extort them, threat of violence, et cetera. So, yeah, this if the feds can prove their case, not only are these guys never going to coach or be involved with the NBA, they're going to go away for a long time.
I think the first part's definitely right. I think whether they're going to go to prison if convicted for a long time is really up in the air because there are so many factors that play into that. You know, the amount of loss, which, as you said, the monetary number is high, but is restitution provided as money given back to the victims? How many victims are there? What is the person's criminal history? You know, so there's a lot of mitigating and aggravating factors. And as we saw in the college basketball bribery scandal, a lot of those guys got around 6 months. Because no prior criminal history, some plea deals were struck. So, you know, these crimes, these federal crimes, can carry up to 20 years in prison. But actually getting that type of prison time is highly unlikely. But the lifetime ban, I think, is more likely if they are found guilty of these allegations. And as you mentioned, Billups is not specifically in the indictment accused of trying to, you know, threaten or shake people down. But there are other people that are accused of doing that. But Billups certainly is accused of trying to attract people to these highly sophisticated rigged poker games where, you know, as you mentioned, poker trip tray analyzers, you know, secret cards with hidden cameras. They were, some people had contact lenses and eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards. They had an x-ray table that could read the cards face down on the table. So definitely technologically advanced here.
Amy Dash, our guest, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, giving us some legal analyzing or advice, should I say, about this particular case. Amy, Rozier's lawyer, Jim Trusty, said in a statement his client is not a gambler and he looks forward to winning this fight. But this gets back to inside info. Not that Rozier was necessarily gambling, but providing the information, whether he was going to be pulled or whether, hey, I'm going to get X amount of minutes tonight or I'm going to take so many shots. Even though he may not have actually put the bets in, right? That's the real accusation here when you talk about the inside info that was not accessible to the public.
Right. Well, also the allegation is that Rozier, at least in one instance, allegedly took himself out of a game after giving this information to his childhood best friend, reportedly, and then the childhood best friend gave it to some other people. Massive amounts of bets were placed, and he, in fact, only played under 10 minutes and then left with a purported injury. But what happened next is that the FBI, they claim these cases have been going on for 4 years. And during that time, they have been compiling information from thousands of hours of video surveillance, dozens of search warrants and electronic devices, and supposedly following some of these people. So they name actually multiple games throughout the league involving multiple teams where they believe some of this activity was taking place. And with Rozier and his circumstances saying that after his childhood best friend allegedly went to Pennsylvania to pick up some of the winnings, and then they then claim he went to Rozier's house where they were counting the money and Rozier got a cut. So it's not just the allegation that he passed along this information, but that at least in one instance he allegedly participated in helping to fix a game and then took a piece of the profits.
Yeah, it's Jonte Porter was the one that was banned back in the spring of 24. He's still awaiting his sentencing for his role in the scheme for the prop bets. Amy Dash joins us, guys, talking about this scandal, which apparently the NBA was not aware of, according to Shams Charania, until it dropped. Adam Silver was making TV appearances, trying to get ahead of some of the other stuff that was perceived to be a problem with the league. Safe to say now, Amy, and we already saw some of the video already that's been posted, people are going back and looking at every one of Rozier's games, and there are some where it looks like the fix is in, where he's literally airballing stuff and he's just turning the ball over. So I mean, it's a total black eye for the NBA on opening weekend.
Well, yeah, and what's interesting is a couple points. One, in the press conference, actually the Fed said that the NBA had been cooperating, so I'm not entirely convinced that the NBA didn't know until today. But they actually did talk about multiple players and coaches in the NBA who were called player or co-conspirator in the indictment who have not been publicly named, that may have been either passing along insider information or participating in the fixing of these games. And they brought up multiple examples, March 24th, 2023, Trailblazers versus the Bulls. You got an April 6th game that year, Orlando Magic versus the Cleveland Cavs, February 9th, LA Lakers, you know, then the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Lakers, January 15th, Toronto versus the Clippers, Toronto versus the Sacramento Kings. So this is spanning through 2023 and 2024. So they have specific instances, very specific allegations, and they claim to have the evidence to back it up.
We hear rats all the time in this situation, right? It's famous in the movies. Don't be a rat. Okay. So if, let's just say, the three guys that we know that have been arrested, especially in the NBA, then cooperate, what does that mean potentially for them? Are we talking about getting off scot-free, or is this just lessening the potential damage down the road?
Well, there may have been some cooperation to date, and that may have been how these two cases were linked, and, you know, it spanned 11 states and over 30 different people. I think they have options to cooperate, but they also have options to present defenses. I thought something that was very interesting was when they mentioned in the indictment that Jonte Porter was allegedly had gambling debts, and he was threatened to give insider information by some of these mafia people, reportedly. And so I think one of these defenses for some of these people who are a part of this from the NBA could be that this all happened under duress, that maybe they had gambling debts and were sort of forced into this by these criminal enterprises that were protecting these rigged poker games or profiting from the games or even from bets. And I think a lot remains to be seen as the investigation continues as to how many people were actually involved.
They made me do it.
Yeah, okay. But what are you, Dino Brown now? It's New Jack City.
They made me do it.
The ESPN articles, Amy, says that co-conspirator 8 allegedly told the bettor the Trailblazers would be tanking and that several of their best players would not be playing in a game back in March of last year, or 23, against the Bulls. Portland goes on to lose by 28. And according to ESPN, the co-conspirator 8 was not named in the indictment but was described in a manner that matches Billups. So I know so far we're just tying Billups to the illicit poker games, but seems like there's a lot more maybe to unpack, to your point, with this case.
Yeah, and that's why I think there could potentially be a link here where there already was cooperation in exchange for maybe not being charged in both of the indictments, because we know Billups was only charged in relation to the illegal poker games. So co-conspirator 8 specifies that it was an NBA player who played 1997 to 2014 and an NBA coach since 2021 and an Oregon resident. So there are a lot of clues sort of in the indictment where you can, put the pieces together and you can, you know, there is even a mention of a Lakers player who is a very prominent player who ended up sitting out a game. This information was not made public. There were bets placed on it. And so you can go to the indictment to the exact day that they set out that game and look at the injury report and see who didn't play that day. And then you can really narrow it down to who may have potentially been involved or just unwittingly given information to people that were involved without knowing what it was being used for.
Amy Dash, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Great knowledge, our legal insider for Odyssey, guys. And you can follow Amy. I'm sure she's going to be up on this and much more that's going on. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Take care. Thanks.
Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash. I just got to say this real quick. She's talking about the Laker player. it's a game in which LeBron did not play and Damon Jones knew. And Damon right. Jones gave that information to somebody.
Right. And before it was public knowledge.
Correct. And so LeBron doesn't play. It's not what you think. When she says that, everybody immediately thinks LeBron. LeBron's name has not been mentioned. It's that somebody knew he wasn't going to play.
Right. And had the inside information and got out there before the sharps were aware, then the line would have changed. The line would have moved. If you know LeBron's not playing, now the line moves.
Here's where I'm at with this, by the way. I'm just shocked the mob is still involved in this stuff.
Well, the mob is
like,
not.
It's 2025. What is not 1979?
The mob has not gone away, okay, despite all the – again, please. The mafia still exists. We all know, yes, John Gotti was a moron. He went away. There's a lot of guys sharper in the mob than John Gotti who thought it was a great idea to have everybody show up weekdays downtown where all the feds were out with cameras. And then eventually, amazingly, shockingly got on tape admitting to setting up murders. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have evolved and moved on. The mob still exists. They still take piece of action on concrete and construction in the cities and all this stuff.
I mean, that's obvious. But here's the deal. This was not a smart gig. If you talk about it from just a mob standpoint, right? I mean,
but the mob's been shaving points going. Speaking of Goodfellas, going back to Boston College, heck, going all the way back to CCNY. That goes back to before there was, you know, the March Madness tournament. There was the NIT, was the big one.
Yeah,
and they had there was points shaving that in the 50s.
I guess I say that, Mike, from the standpoint of what technology, I would assume, and maybe they are, because I don't know. But I would think that they would be more involved with technology stuff than they are just.
Well, this is old school.
Correct. This is very old, and that's my point. And old school gets you got.
But I'm saying,
because people talk.
It still exists, but yes. I mean, you have the Russian mob, and you have this mob or that mob, and all the different ethnic groups that have taken over in large cities in the world. But you're right. This is like literally right out of the old school playbook.
Yeah. All right. We'll see where this goes. We're just trying to fill in the blanks for you guys. It is a developing story.
But Adam Silver's got to be losing his freaking mind right now.
Yeah. Look, you get in bed, and this is the perception again. You get in bed with all these betting apps and all this stuff. And then you're saying, hey, I need you guys to limit the amount of bets and certain things I don't want on your site. And now you're telling them what they can and can't do because you know there's a danger of players potentially getting involved like this. And again, these weren't – Terry Rozier, to put it bluntly with you guys, he's not a superstar in the NBA, okay? Terry Rozier is a
role player.
All right? So these are the guys that usually do this kind of stuff. It's not the guy that's making $50 and $60 million.
Who knew who Jonte Porter even was?
Nobody.
But the thing about this now, and a guy who's been the text line saying, are some of these guys who bought these big TV contracts going to have buyer's remorse? I don't think you're going to see any kind of fault. Now, if you don't like the NBA, as we said, he goes, well, yeah, there you go. But people who do love the NBA and the league has been growing leaps and bounds, and that's why billions and billions of dollars were paid for these new TV contracts. But the key now is to quickly get a handle on it, and who's going to rat, you know, and who's going to, as you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Said who's going to cut deals with the feds, and then they'll get this thing will all be expunged, and that'll be it. But it is kind of crazy if it goes deeper, and all of a sudden now we're talking about two dozen players, right? We're talking about guys on more than one or two teams, and then now that then you do have an image problem that the league will have to address
if it goes that deep. We're going to find out.
All right, man, we got more to dive into. We're live at Gustin's Grill in Woodstock. Fourth and one's on the way. A quarterback did something that the media didn't think was funny. Find out what it is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.